You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Monday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40pm with Sean Quinn, James Millman and Andrew Mount in the studio. We've got jumping from Carlisle and Lingfield. The card at Lingfield includes the Surrey National. We've got all-weather racing as well on the Tapita at Wolverhampton. So three meetings to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is former champion jockey Seb Sanders. How are you, Seb?
Well, I'm just suffering a bit of sciatica at the moment, but I'll survive. I've got my friendly neighbourhood ibuprofen.
Right. So we've got a drugged-up champion jockey in the studio. How's things treating you? You've been away a little bit, Seb, but back
yeah,
in
Yeah, I've been
UK,
away, back. I'm helping my wife sort of get her business up and running, and, yeah, I have no plans, immediate plans at the moment. I have ideas, but... And they're in the riding type, so... We'll see what happens.
Okay. Could we see a return to the saddle then? Is that the plan?
I intend on when the wife lets me.
Yeah, when the wife lets you. All right, well, good luck with that. Hopefully we do see you back in action somewhere at some point. Let's talk a bit of news as well, Seb, before we get stuck into Monday's action. Big racing over the weekend. We'll start with the performance of Q-Card in the Ascot Chase. Won that race very easily. Showed himself in good heart going into the Gold Cup. And tightens the stranglehold, really, that Colin Tizard has on the betting for the Cheltenham Gold Cup. He's got Thistlecrack at the top of the market at 6-4. Native River 4-1. Q-Card trimmed from 7s into 6s on the back of that performance. Jack Adams 7-1. 10-1 sizing John, who won the Irish Gold Cup not too long ago, of course, and 12-1 bar those. Can Q-Card mix it with Thistlecrack and Native River?
Well, I mean, I thought he was immensely impressive yesterday, and I believe that when the trainers are sending these horses into these prep races, they're only running at 90-95%. So that horse is going to go there absolutely primed up, fresh, and... I thought he was immensely impressive yesterday. To be honest, a clear round and a good gallop, he's going to be hard to beat. I think he'll be in the first three.
Okay.
Yeah, I was very impressed with him.
Who wins the Gold Cup? Do you think Thistlecrack is the one to beat in the obviously 6-4 favourite? Had his armour dented a little bit last time by many clouds.
I was chatting to a few proper experts yesterday, and I was sort of questioning how close the third was to Q-Card at Kempton, and we sort of come to the agreement that maybe Q-Card had not an off day, but wasn't at his best.
Yeah.
And B, maybe Thistlecrack was absolutely prime. So I think it'll be a hell of a lot closer at Cheltenham. On yesterday's performance, I mean, Q-Card, yeah, he's going to be right on the scene.
Warming up to be a very good Gold Cup this time around. There's been a few questions surrounding the champion hurdle for a number of weeks now. Obviously, some of the star names falling away before we even got to the festival. We saw two JP McManus horses run on Saturday that would have had some kind of idea in the champion hurdle. Yanworth being one of them, and Jeski was beaten at long odds on over in Ireland. Those two in the market at 9-2 and 16-1 respectively. Either of those two good enough for the champion hurdle on what you saw yesterday?
I really like Yanworth, actually. And reading Alan King's comments this morning, it sort of backed up what I was thinking watching the race. They were a bit worried he wasn't 100%. And Alan King sort of said in not so many words that he wasn't. And they rode him accordingly. They rode him for the last sort of 200 yards of the race, basically. And although he had to dig in, he did that lovely thing where he went past the post and he pricked his ears. And... that's normally a good sign. There was plenty left in the tank. And I know they put the cheek pieces on yesterday just so he's sharper, because Alan King was worried about the track being too sharp for him, too tight. So all in all, I think it was a very useful performance in the fact that, A, you know, he's going to improve a lot, and B, it's sharpened him up a hell of a lot.
Yeah, so
I'd still be on his side. You know, there's, you know, it was a good enough race for a trial anyway.
Okay, market looks like this, by the way. Bouvardet 3-1, Petit Mouchoir 4-1, 9-2 now for Yanworth. Brain Power 13-2. Undersword needs to be supplemented. He's in the market at 7-1, 8-1 for Vroom Vroom Mag, 14s bar those. Of course, we do have non-runner insurance on all festival races as well. So if you back a horse in the anti-post markets and it doesn't run, you get your money back. If it runs in a different race, then you get your money back as a free bet. So,
I mean, it was interesting. Alan King said yesterday he was disappointed with the third horse.
Yeah, Sir Royal. Yeah.
Sir Royal. Yeah. You know, he obviously thought he was probably better off going into this race than Yanworth. Mm. So it makes Yanworth's performance maybe even better, you know, than what it the bare form looks like. Mm. If they think one of the other horses of their own stable is going to turn it over.
Yeah.
And it did look like it for a while.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah. So positives for Yanworth. Do you think Jeske will even go to the champion hurdle, or do you think they'll probably go stayers hurdle with him? Or what do you think the plan would be?
I think it's a difficult call, but, you know, I've seen plenty of horses' bubbles burst in trials before,
yeah.
And they turn up on the big day, and it's a different ball game. I mean, Cheltenham's probably a hell of a lot different than, you know, Gorham Park and Wincanton.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a big open galloping track with a very stiff hill. You can't see horses scooting clear like they were yesterday at Gorham Park and the likes, you know. So yeah, I suppose it'd be down to how the horse comes out the race. But, and you know, as I say, these horses probably weren't prime for yesterday.
No.
Yesterday was priming them for the big day.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'd be worried about Jeske, but I wouldn't be worried about Yanworth at all.
Okay. Let's talk Grand National then briefly as well before we move on to Monday's action. Via Leon Rouge beating Black Lion, Vintage Clouds and Gaslight Boy in the Haydock Grand National trial. And we have a new favourite for the race on the back of that. Via Leon Rouge was putting co-favourite straight on the back of the race at 16-1, shortened up again since. He's now the 14-1 clear favourite for the Grand National. Via Leon Rouge, Black Lion 16-1 second in the market, in fact joint second favourite, or co-second favourite of four in fact, with Black Lion, Don Poli, One for Arthur and The Last Samurai all at 16-1, 20-1 The Young Master and Uccello Conti, and 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. Were you impressed with Via Leon Rouge?
Well, he's already tackled the national fences,
yep.
and won there, so yesterday, you know, he ticked all the boxes. It was a good trial. He's a warranted favourite. And, you know, it looks like he could be well handicapped for the race, which is the most important thing. Mm. You know, they've set out a plan and the weights have come out. He's going to win his prep race. He'll carry, what, a £7 penalty. And he won with more than £7 in hand yesterday, I thought.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't, you know, discount Black Lion. But I think the pair of them have got the right profile for a national. You know, they're bowlers. And whenever you're watching a national, you always want them rolling along in the first 8 or 10.
Mm.
And pretty much be staying out of the way of trouble.
Mm.
And they're ideal types for the national, and you get good value for them running around there.
Yeah. So that's how the market changed for the Grand National on Saturday. Obviously, we've got a little bit more time to worry about that over the next coming weeks and months. So let's concentrate on matters a little closer to hand. We're going to look at three races coming up on Monday. We'll get Seb's thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, then we have three meetings on Monday. We're going to look at one race from each of them. So we start at Wolverhampton in the 3:45, a Class 2 handicap over 5 furlongs. We've got a field of 11 to go to post for this one. Quite a tricky race to figure out here, Seb. I've not done you any favours picking this one out, perhaps, but it is a good race to look forward to.
Yeah, it's very competitive. Very competitive. The two that I think will be heading the market actually are drawn out in 11 and 10. But they're the pace of the race. And, you know, so I'd be looking for a finisher because I think they're going to use a penny gas to get up there. And, you know, they're drawn 11 and 10. Jordan Sport and Encore D'Or, you know, they're both up on the van. Jordan Sport is up £6. So, you know, it's all against them being drawn out there. So I'm looking for a bit of value down below. A finisher is Doc Sportello that comes into this with decent form. He's drawn 8. Whether he can hang on to the tails and use his finishing speed, we'll have to see. But I quietly fancy the top weight on this. Boom the Groom, drawn 1. Got great form. He's carrying plenty of weight. but he's going to have the easiest trip round. So he'd be my pick in that race.
Yeah, Boom the Groom won the race last year as well, so he's got history in the race.
Yeah, there's a few course and distance winners in the race.
Yeah.
And they've all ran pretty well around Wolverhampton, so it was a hard pick.
Yeah, okay. Well, we've got the experience of a champion jockey in the studio then. If you were on Boom the Groom on Monday afternoon, would you be looking to sit mid-division just in behind then and attract the leaders? Or?
Well, it just depends how fast they went, but yeah. Normally over 5 furlongs at Wolverhampton, it's hand break off and run along, but being drawn one, you know the pace is on the outside, make them work to get there and pick them off up the straight. You know, it's just a case of bouncing in the pocket and let them carry you around. Because I'm sure, you know, if I was drawn 11 and 10 with also a bit of pace, you're going to want to be out quick. And you could go into that bend 3 or 4 wide and that's your chance gone. It's a very, very tight race and, you know, you can't be giving away ground.
Okay, Boom the Groom then, the selection for Seb there in the 3:45 at Wolverhampton. We're going to look at some jumps action in the next two races. The 4 o'clock at Lingfield is the Surrey National Handicap Chase. 3.5 miles is the trip for this Class 3 event. We've got a field of 13 set to go to post for this one. And Amber Jam, I suppose we could start with that one, the Oliver Sherwood runner, arrives here in pretty good form.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to beat around the bush. I think this is the pick of the race. On form, comes into it going, he's going really well, stays really well, and never seems to be far off the pace. Cooking looks like he's going to be making the running, but he's up £9 for his last run, and that looks a lot of weight to overturn. My each way thought for the race was Krakatoa King. He's consistent each way, and Richard Johnson, he rode it last time. Obviously knows the horse, and he's happy to ride it again. And normally that's pretty good sign, you know, over these extreme distances. So he'd be an each way bet, and he comes into this not winning form, but solid form.
Okay. Krakatoa King then, the each way selection in the Surrey National for Seb there, and we finish off at Carlisle in their 4:10. This is a Class 3 handicap chase. The extended 3 miles is the trip for this one. We've got 6 of them in the lineup, but not too many of them coming into this in form. There's only Blake Mount with yeah. recent winning form.
Yeah, I mean it looks an obvious win for Blake Mount, but you know, he's up £7 for his last win on course and distance, and admittedly he made a mistake or two in that race, and but he's the only horse in form. Beg to Offer needs to find some form, but he's back down in grade. Cultram Abbey is out of sorts too. Topwood needs to improve, and Caradoon, you know, had won a couple of races and you know, but has had plenty of runs. So you know, I'm going to state the obvious, but I think Blake Mount is probably the pick of the lot. Okay. And it's disappointing, really, because it's a great prize on offer.
Yeah, over 11 grand to the winner.
Yeah,
so.
And, you know, I'd like to see Blake Mount win. You know, it'd be good.
Okay, Blake Mount, the selection in that race, and the 4:10 at Carlisle. So just a little bit of a quick summary here. Then Boom the Groom for Seb in the 3:45 at Wolverhampton, at Lingfield in the Surrey National, an each-way chance on Krakatoa King, and there in the 4:10 at Carlisle, Blake Mount to do the business there. Well, thank you very much, Seb. Been a pleasure speaking to you. Good luck and enjoy it on Monday.
Good luck. Thank you.
There you go. The thoughts of Seb Sanders on Monday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. with Sean Quinn, James Millman and Andrew Mount in the studio. It's Carlisle, Lingfield and Wolverhampton, so do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Monday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.